that I had just walked 15 miles after swimming ashore. She then brought her sister-in-law to meet me. This lady had been in England with her husband for over a year and had just returned. She said, "Being an English sailor, I know what you would like, a nice hot cup of English tea." Off she went to make it, and whilst drinking it and eating small pieces of Raivita bread with bits of fish and cheese, we discussed the possibility of me having to make a run for it if the Germans came to the village. The boy brought out his school atlas. The only way out of the village was over the mountains to Sweden, or down the road leading south to a port called Bodø. The latter meant going by ferry over three or four fjords. The former was out of the question because I could not ski. However, the boy said he would teach me if I was there long enough. He did try to, but time was against us, so it had to be a dash down the road leading to the south if I had to leave. That was A side on the audio cassette. We now go to the B side of the cassette.